This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Past 7 after the hour, this is the Good Day version of the American Family Farmer. Not that there's another version, but the American Family Farmer, something close to my heart. I'm Doug Steffen. I am an American Family Farmer. In addition to being an American broadcaster and sort of an American brand, a lot of people who know me as a farmer don't know me as a broadcaster and vice versa. I have two separate lives, I suppose, and because of that, I decided with some consultation a few years ago that it would be good for me to take my experience as a broadcaster and sort of shoot it toward a dying breed, something that's dangerous. I've been asked to speak, as a matter of fact, this weekend at a local event on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is anathema to the family farmer. And any of you who are listening right now will try to do some more programming on that as it gets closer to a vote. But the putting this in focus, it's just another problem created by government overreach to have trade deals with these people over here and that country there. In the meantime, not taking into account, it's almost like they want to destroy it. In this case, destroy the family farmer. NAFTA went a long way to helping that. I remember some of the slogans, NAFTA Shafta, when it got started. And it's proven not to be friendly to the family farmer. But this Trans-Pacific Partnership is worse than not friendly. It is destructive to the nth degree. And you wonder, again, who's behind all this? Well, the big ag, the international ag corporations, the Monsantos of the world, the Dows of the world, the Cargills of the world, those are the people who want to see this trade pact because it's good for their business, and they don't give a damn about the American family farmer. I do, and that's why I'm doing this program. A lot of ideas every week. You can hear the program on about 100, and I think the last count was 114, 50, 116 stations around the country, and also on the My Farm Radio app that you get through the ag folks. Farm Journal Radio has My Farm Radio as an app. You can hear the program there. There are lots of problems, and we try to find solutions to the problems here in our discussion. If you'd like to have something researched and have us talk about it on the program, just send the idea along to me, Doug, at DougSteffen.com. Joining us this week is Melissa Tajdian, who is a waitress at a local pizza place in Milwaukee. She not only works in the restaurant, but she devotes a lot of her time to her business, side business, called the Compost Crusader, which helps turn food scraps and organic waste into the soil that we all need if we're going to grow good, healthy, any vegetables, fruits, flowers, all of those sorts of things. So as an organics diversion enthusiast, oh man, do I like that. That sounds almost, though, Melissa, like it's a little too cute, a little too, it's politically correct. You are a composter, right?
I am actually more or less a hauler. So I don't actually process the material, but I help get it to its final destination.
Yeah, well, you could, because this is fairly easy. If you had any land, you could create your own. This isn't landfill, but it's a good way. If you have a tractor and you got some land, you can put this stuff out and you mix it with all kinds of things. I think when I last talked to you, I explained what I do. I have sort of a witch's brew on my farm of compost. And it's mostly manure. Sometimes there are leaves in it and grass, that sort of thing. But I don't do any of the things that you do. And so what I'd like you to do is explain how it is that you came to become the Compost Crusader and what you're doing along that vein.
Yeah. Well, I had started probably about 7 years ago a nonprofit organization called Compost Kids that focuses on community composting within urban environments. And so being in Milwaukee, you know, we're not incredibly dense like Boston and whatnot, but we had a lot of folks that wanted to recycle their food waste. And we're like, what better way to recycle your food waste than partnering up with a community garden that could actually utilize the soil on site? And so we did that for about 5 years, and it just kept on growing and growing and growing to the point that as a volunteer-ran organization, we were finding it difficult to continue to support the need of our community. And so in the last 2 years, I transitioned to a for-profit organization called Compost Crusader, in which we work with mainly businesses because their volumes are so large, they're able to reduce their impact so much of what they're sending to the landfill that it becomes cost-effective for them to be able to compost. And then I just haul all of that material to a DNR-certified compost site, which is actually able to process it and turn it into the compost we know and love.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I can't complain. We've come a long way from a wagon and 5 gallon buckets, walking my dog twice a day, doing pickups, to having 2 rear load refuse garbage trucks, where we're diverting over 100,000 pounds of material a month.
Yeah. I'm going to be sort of down in the weeds with you a little bit because I'm interested in the not only what you're doing, but how you're doing it a little bit more. We're talking to Melissa Tajian, who has found a way with a couple of garbage trucks to service 55 local businesses, restaurants, breweries, schools, some plant shops, to collect all of these materials, the waste that they have, and then they bring it off to a composting farm. That is really good business in any number of ways, because this is true recycling, as far as I'm concerned. 14 past the hour, we continue our conversation. This is the American Family Farmer on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen. Now the focus on the river of life in your body. The withering organs as you get older need more blood. And the way to get more blood is to boost nitric oxide levels, which improve your cardiovascular health. It's very safe. It's natural. All the doctors associated with this program are happy to tell you that this is a product that works. It's superb. Superbeets, and what better place to talk about it than on this program, because Superbeets is a grown, non-GMO product. The beets are cooked, and then they are dried, and then they are powdered, put in a canister, so that when you buy Super Beets and the stuff is shipped to you, you'll be getting a canister. You take a teaspoon of it every day, put it in 4 ounces of water, drink it down, and you'll have incredible energy. Plus, you'll be reducing your risk of coronary heart disease, and you will be you're going to have blood pressure levels that are where they need to be. So get the energy, get the blood to your muscles, your brain, all around your body. The summer is here, lots of activity. Don't drag, get going, get energy, and do it with Super Beets, a nutrition gold mine, rich in antioxidants and electrolytes and dietary nitrates. No beet taste. Call 800-655-4183. You've heard perhaps before me say that these beets, these Super Beets, are used by professional athletes, college athletes, by the Olympics. So be a good athlete, be a good sport, get a hold of this product and use it for your betterment and your family's betterment. 800-655-4183. The results are yours or your money back. Get the book, Beat the Odds, too, in your order. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. Get free shipping. Beats from Super Beets. 800-655-4183. Nothing more practical, nothing more intelligent, nothing better for energy and stamina the safe, natural way with Super Beets. 800-655-4183, or you can buy online at DougLikesBeets.com.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good, Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep, Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good, Jimmy.
Potty odor pee.
Yes, Haley.
Cat feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
What's
gross? Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a six-pack of Scotch Move-In store tape is $19. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Hi, we're on the American Family Farmer on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen with Melissa Tajdian, who has a great story about how to compost. So what about, the company's called Compost Crusader, and you can go online, I'm guessing probably, Melissa, too. You must have a website. Is it compostcrusader.com?
Yep, exactly.
.com. All right, so let's get down into the weeds a little bit here. What are you using for equipment?
We have a 25-yard rear-loading garbage truck as well as an 18-yard rear-loading garbage truck, a 10,000-pound winch, and semi-automatic cart tippers, which are both fueled by, like, hydraulics.
All right. So how did you decide on these? Did you make the decision? Did somebody else decide what to get? Because a lot of farmers want to know if they're going to do this, and I think this is a good farm. This may be a good secondary business for a lot of farmers. Where'd you find these trucks? What are they? How much they cost you?
Yeah, so I just found the trucks. One, I got it through a reseller. A big truck reseller was one of the first major pieces of equipment I purchased. And then the second one I actually got off of Craigslist. Right. You know, there's also a lot of governmental auctions and things like that where once equipment gets of a certain age, they kind of phase it out. But for me, it's still a great working piece of equipment. And most importantly, it's at the right price. My boyfriend is a master metal fabricator, has a CDL, is a master mechanic. And so he has been instrumental in helping us get our equipment up and ready, making sure that it stays active and all that good stuff.
Yeah. All right, so that's good. And I think these are important things. All of the stuff, we're taking it apart, and the Compost Crusader business, putting it back together again. Melissa Tajdian here on the American Family Farmer.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now 23 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day American Family Farmer with a lot of food for thought here from Melissa Tajdian, who started a composting business, and I got down to the kind of trucks. So the chassis under the two trucks, are they Fords, Internationals? What are they, Macs?
They're Macs.
Macs, yeah. Mac is good application for this sort of thing. At least I found that to be the case. I don't have this, but I will tell you, I could imagine myself doing it, and everybody who's listening to this program right now could imagine yourself getting them. I think you can buy at auctions pretty decent rubbish trucks for under $10,000. Can't you? They're not going to be new, but if you find one that's 15, 20 years old, it's not all worn out, I think that's really kind of what we're talking about here, isn't it?
It sure is. I mean, you got to start somewhere. The beauty is if you get a clunker and it lasts you for a couple of years, then you upgrade to something more expensive when you know you can afford it.
How do you charge these people? How do you know how much to, again, I'm trying to teach the farmers who are listening at home, this is maybe a second business. How do you know how to charge these 55 local businesses that are giving you their material, but you're charging them because they have to pay somebody to take the waste away, right?
Exactly. So we charge them more or less based upon the weight of the material they're diverting and how far away they are from the compost site. So the heavier the material is, the more I actually have to pay my compost farmer to take the material off of my hands. And then just overall, the more wear and tear it leads to the vehicle, you know, when you're hauling, you know, 25 yards worth of watermelon versus 25 yards worth of paper products.
But listen, this is such a fabulous idea. That's why I got so excited when I first talked to you a few weeks ago about this, because it is just everything that a farmer can do. And I'm giving this information to them because I think they can go one more step. You are paying somebody to recycle this. I think the average farmer can compost all of this on his own, use it for his betterment rather than buying. I'm certainly not a fan of commercial fertilizer myself, but right. You know, a lot of people have to use it. But to enhance what you're doing, the microbial action. You want to spend a minute talking? I can't imagine that most farmers don't understand this, but because this program is aimed at the locavores who are trying to buy good local food. What's the process within the breakdown of the food that gets it so usable, actually so fast?
Oh, there's a wonderful dance that happens between microbe, bacteria, microfungal, and they really make this very fun little dance that breaks down the nutrients within the material and turns it into finished compost so that plants can absorb it quickly. But also steadily. So it's not like a fertilizer where you put it on and you see like huge instant spontaneous growth and then it kind of flickers away. Right. You know, this is a very steady, long-lasting application.
Well, it's like a lot of other things. The nitrogen washes out fast. If you got any kind of fertilizer that has a lot of nitrogen in it, it brings green, it brings lushness, it brings growth. But it doesn't last a long time, and potash doesn't either. My experience is that when I use my own stuff, it just lasts longer. But again, taking all the natural things you'd find on a farm. Let's say you are a produce guy, and you've got all of us who grow produce are going to have extra tomatoes at the end of the day that you won't sell, any vegetable, carrots, potatoes, you name it. So you throw it in the truck, you bring it down. We all have a compost pile. And we mix it, some of this, with leaves and grass and that sort of thing. But this, I can't get too enthusiastic about this because I think it's such a fabulous opportunity. So I'm going to spend a little more time with Melissa and helping you to come up with maybe an idea. Maybe we sparked an idea in a number of people as we look at Compost Crusader and composting here in a big way on the American Family Farmer.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit score.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now 34 after the hour on the Good Day American Family Farmer. I am an American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Melissa Tazjian, who has started a business composting food that she gets from her city's the restaurants and all sorts of people. This is Milwaukee, Wisconsin we're talking about, so a pretty good-sized community. This program aims to come up with ideas, solutions to problems. If you're looking for a way to help yourself make some money as well, this sounds like a perfect opportunity, a great idea. Hopefully, maybe if you're really fortunate, Melissa, you could become a big countrywide firm. You could, if you can keep the mob from getting into this, the mob loves businesses like this.
I haven't had any horse heads on my back porch yet, so.
Well, I will tell you something. I started about maybe 10, 12 years ago. I was making my own biofuel on my farm. I bought a processor, and I was going into a big time because I didn't like the price of oil. It was ridiculous. So here we go. I bought a truck and had a tanker and went around and collected oil, used cooking oil, from all the restaurants within nearby 4, 5, 6 towns. And I was getting fairly successful.
at collecting the oil and then turning it into usable fuel until the mob, and I say this, I suppose I could say it lovingly, the company that is controlled by people who don't want competition, how about, is that tactful? Is that a good way of putting it? They don't want
competition. Oh, yeah, I think we all know who you're talking about.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right. So they started paying the stores, whether it was a food, you know, the most of the food stores are now cooking food, and whether it's a restaurant, whatever. So they started paying for the cooking oil, and they did it long enough to keep me. I wasn't going to pay for it, but they got enough of a kink into what I was doing that basically stopped what I was doing. And so I'm thinking that somebody, as you are, as smart as you are, and someone, I mean, I don't know why this isn't something that you could do statewide. Have you thought about that, by the way? Have you thought about becoming more regional? This is your, I know you're running it as a nonprofit, but there, you know, there, if you're running it well, there's going to be enough money in it for you to grow.
Yeah, I mean, I want to focus right now on southeastern Wisconsin and in the surrounding counties of Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. And I figure it'll take me probably a good 2 to 3 years to really be able to saturate that market. And then hopefully we'll be able to find other places that we can branch out to. Our biggest concern is we need more composters. You know, we need more farmers that are willing to take food waste, process it, and help their communities ethically and properly dispose of this material. So but without a place for me to take it to, we're kind of stuck.
That's why you need to buy your own farm. That's the next step. And then you can franchise this to various places, whether it's Wisconsin or around the Midwest, upper Midwest, around the country. This is something that is fabulous. It helps everybody and everything. And especially when you think about, I saw something, and I mentioned it the other day on the air. I think it was 40%, Richie, was it some number, 40% of the food that's prepared is wasted in some way, shape, or form in our country these days. And that's atrocious. And normally it's just put into the food that isn't used is put in the regular garbage bucket and is taken to a landfill, which is even more outrageous because it never really decomposes the way they build these landfills. You can, you know, especially processed foods, you can drill down 20 to 200 feet in a landfill and find a hot dog that was put in there 25 years ago. It still is. It still exists because there's no oxygen, no air getting down there. So the stuff isn't, it's not going to decompose. And what you have done, because the air is there, you've got this thing processing to the point where it just, I'm, as you can tell, very enthusiastic about this. And because I'm here, there's the success, the word success, kind of a nebulous word, means a lot of things to a lot of people. Farmers think that they may be successful because they are able to just break even. They don't lose. They're trying, many farmers I know are just trying not to lose. So they somehow have to come up with a plan to be more successful so that they can get ahead. And we do this, you know, the ups and the downs of the years and the seasons. So anyway, you bring it to some farm. Why do they charge you? It's because are they not selling this compost or using it themselves?
They do sell the compost there, but that's their only business. Is they don't grow anything else. All they do is process yard material and food scraps. And in Wisconsin, you know, we're really seasonal. So when it's not the gardening season, it's really difficult for them to sell the finished product. So the tipping fees that they incur, you know, kind of help get them through the year.
Mm-hmm. So what's the biggest lesson you've learned doing this? What has... you had expectations when you started. You have more expectations now that you're continuing. But what is the biggest single problem that you've had to overcome, or what's the biggest surprise that you have come up with as you've moved through this?
Oh, man, there's so many. I each season presents its own challenges. And so being able to figure innovative ways to overcome material freezing in bins or material getting too juicy in our receptacles has been very interesting. But what's been really uplifting is the response of the community. People, businesses, residents are really engaging this concept and are really anxious to see how they can get on board and how they can help further the movement. So the fact that people are even calling this a movement and starting to change their way of thinking is really promising, I believe, for our future.
Mm-hmm. We'll pause for a moment. We're having a conversation with Melissa Tajdian, who has a compost business. Check out her website, compostcrusader.com. I'm Doug Steffen at 42 past the hour.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Some U.S. customs agents are required to stay in good physical condition, like thousands of other law enforcement employees everywhere. Some of them join health clubs or gyms, just like millions of us who value physical fitness. But unlike other Americans, these agents get their gym memberships paid for courtesy of the taxpayer. Last year, their memberships cost us over $400,000. If the people in charge of their budget would look through the lens of liberty, they would know that responsible citizens are in charge of their own lives, including keeping themselves in shape if their jobs require it. Lots of private companies offer memberships, and some even build their own workout centers. But they are voluntarily spending their own money, not ours.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
All right, 45 at the hour on the American Family Farmer on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen with Melissa Tajdian. I'm on your website, compostcrusader.org, and learning a lot. Well, we've spent the last half hour or so learning a lot. I'm a truck guy. I like looking at this old Ford dump truck.
Yeah, that was our first one. We call it our little Torty, our Franken truck.
Well, do you, when you deliver this, there's no expectation that the product that you bring is going to be pure? Is there a lot of this stuff? I know in picking up garbages on the farm when I was a kid, we used to feed it to the pigs. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that came in the garbage. And some of it wasn't really organic. So how do you deal with that, or do you leave that to the person with whom you dump the load?
Yeah, no, we do our best to prevent any type of contamination. So anything that would be an inappropriate feedstock for our compost site. So no plastic, metal, glass, things like that. And so what we'll do is we'll just kind of keep an eye out. We have gloves, and if we see something that shouldn't be in there, we pick it out and put it in the appropriate receptacle. We are unfortunately still probably on a little bit on the high side with about 10% contamination. But for a beginning idea for a lot of people, we anticipate that there's going to be a learning curve, and it's just really pounding it into them, education, education, education. You got to say it three times. That's what I keep hearing. So, that's what we're trying to focus on.
Do you drive the trucks yourself and go around? Do you establish the relationships with the business? How hands-on are you?
Yeah, right now I am our lead salesperson, so I do establish all the relationships with the businesses. I do not drive. I'm from Chicago originally. I get road rage in my little Ford Festiva, so I stick to my bicycle. But I used to get out of the truck and help move all of the receptacles so that the truck could service it, but I would say in the last 6 months we have had helpers helping us with that now.
All right, so you're recycling food scraps. You're taking away from what would otherwise be wasted in a landfill. So this is nothing but good for the earth, and it becomes compost, which ultimately turns to dirt. I have a large on my farm. I created, a couple thousand yards of loam anyway from a project I did a number of years ago, and I brought in all kinds of composted stuff, manures, and I mixed them all together. And this year, I went back to start spreading it, and it's turned to dirt. The beauty of this is it is now dirt. It can have the same benefit when you put it on the land, harder to spread sometimes because it's so fine. This is what people don't understand about the... And I used to bury my old cows down in there, and, once in a while I come across a bone when I'm moving the pile around. But this is... It is just going to go back to where it came from anyway. So that's what this is. That's what's so beautiful about this. Is it mostly vegetables, or you have meat and fish and all kinds of things that come along?
Yep, we accept it all. So, of course, the fruits and veggies, but we'll also take cooked meat, dairy products, spent grains, beer mash, things like that. And then as well as compostable products. So, the compostable products that kind of look and feel like plastic, but they're actually made from plant cells. So they break down really nicely in a really hot compost pile.
Which breaks down faster, the cooked meats or the uncooked raw meat?
We try not to take the raw meat, mainly from a collection standpoint. It causes issues in the summer. So we just kind of exclude it. So the cooked meat, from what I understand, breaks down just as quickly as, anything else. We will take, chicken bones and things like that, which is a great source of calcium for the compost. It might take a little bit longer to break down, but everything goes through a huge shredder. So they try to make the pieces as fine as possible, which really accelerates the actual composting process.
Yeah. Well, if you have farmers around that want to use it for their land, for hay or corn or that sort of thing, that makes it easily and readily usable. All right, Melissa, best of luck to you. This is a great story, great ideas for people who are on the farm. Melissa Tazjian, CompostCrusader.com, here on the American Family Farmer on Good Day.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini-CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer, and now this comment as I look at the news of the week from the world of food and see this recall of the flour. I think about the problems that I know many local farmers have had. I've had it in the years I was selling raw milk and things. There would be problems, not as severe as these food recalls, but if you're somebody who's selling locally or regionally, recalling food from your farm, not fun, but it could happen to you. So how do you make it more manageable? Used to assume that only bad actors would have to recall products from a farm that didn't really run itself well. But now you may not do anything wrong and you still get into a recall situation. That's what I found with my raw milk, because it's just one of those things. So how do you overcome the problems of PR? Man, that was something. And I'm in the PR business because I'm a radio guy as well as being a farmer. And I found it was frustrating. I found that I needed to have a written plan. It didn't have to be elaborate. It spelled out what needed to be done and who on my staff would take care of each of the tasks, getting to the newspapers, informing the people that come to the store that the raw milk won't be available till it's retested, that sort of thing. So when you get a call from maybe you're doing business with a company or it's the government or whoever it is, and you're notified of a problem, you need to have a plan ready to go right then, right there. The plan ought to be implemented by a few of the people. Maybe if you're a husband and wife team, you do it together, your children, whoever is understanding the usage of the social media. We have social media on the farm. I have the Twitter account at Good Day Show that I use for communication with those of you who want to communicate that way. Facebook at Good Day Show. All of the farms should have that because, and especially because the local rural movement is so in touch with social media. They want to know what's new at your farm. They want to know, I mean, I'm talking to this dumpster lady. If you could start a composting thing on your farm, man, it would create such an image for you. And you need all these images. What's the old expression? Takes years to build up a good reputation and seconds to destroy it. And there are people, let's face it, who will take shots at you because they don't want you to exist because you offer better competition than what they can get from the local grocery store. What people can get, they want. The local war movement has grown so huge because people want to go to the farm. They want to buy direct. They want to see the cows being milked. They want to go out and pick the vegetables if they can. So this is the – but when you have a problem and you have to take things back, if you have good records of sanitation, this allows you to narrow down when the problem may have occurred. Always keep a record in case of dairying. It's each milking, and the temperature gauge needs to be working on the tank so you know what the temperature is in there all the time. I know if the temperature gets above 37, 38 degrees, not good. Too much bacteria can create E. coli, salmonella, listeria to a point. And we all know what that is all about. We have the, again, the focus on the recall of the flour of supposedly E. coli. I have my problem with that. I don't think that's necessarily really what's going on. But still, those people had to confront the issue. So bring it down to your own local situation and ask yourself the important question, the hard question. How much product do you need to recall? If you're selling ice cream, for example, it's used, so probably not many people, if you're selling ice cream, are going to have a problem. But for when I had the raw milk thing and it was recalled, the government would come in, the state would come in and say, all right, your test is too high, you got to shut down until we retest and find that you're at acceptable levels. And then they say, let me see your records the last 24 hours, who bought the milk? And we'll go, you know, you have their records because we have to keep the email address, phone number, all that stuff. So that if something does happen, we call all the people. And there were 4,000, I think 4,500 people that we had on record. Not all of them. We know who would come in. Normally we'd sell about 100 gallons of raw milk a day. So we know who was coming in. But you still had to get to them. And so I suggest to you that you don't try to bury it, hide it under the rug. The best way take care of this is to, if you have a food recall, somebody says you got to stop selling, then if you have good records of who bought in the last 24 to 48 hours, it'll help you out a lot. That's part of the plan. I thought I would pass it along to you. I'm Doug Steffen. I love doing this, frankly. It's as much of a kick for me as it is for you, hopefully. This is the American Family Farmer on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.